ISIS releases another grisly propaganda video. A ministry takes steps toward protecting kids from predators in East Africa. And do you think the Old Testament is still relevant today? We've got an answer to that question on the next Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been more slaughter on the beach in Libya. Over the weekend, ISIS murdered as many as 30 Ethiopians, many of them thought to be Christians. Open Doors' David Curry.
It's not just within the caliphate, the region of control that they've set up in Iraq and Syria. It's in Libya. It's in anywhere where they can gain a foothold, where they're not being resisted.
One goal, to eliminate Christians. Civil governments have a responsibility to respond. Some, like Egypt's government, have. What's our responsibility as fellow believers? To recognize the real enemy.
Christians need to be aware that there's a component here of spiritual attack on Christians, that the enemy doesn't want us succeeding, it wants us to live in fear.
Curry says that should be our wake-up call.
I think that they pray would be terribly important, that you recognize your brothers and sisters in faith are in danger. Pray that they are, you know, safe, that they can worship in freedom.
Next, it seems as though not all of the 21 Christians executed by ISIS in February were from Egypt. According to Voice of the Martyrs, one man was from Chad. VOM reports loved ones said Matthew Aiyarga wasn't a Christian when he left for Libya. However, they also said after witnessing the strong faith of Egyptian believers alongside him, he gave his life to Christ in his final moments. Pray that the faith of persecuted Christians shine so there could be more Matthews. This is Mission Network News. As if orphans in East Africa didn't have enough to deal with, the Islamic State is now on their doorstep. ISIS has been flaunting its use of child soldiers, and orphans make an easy target. Will Crooks with Children's Hope Chest says they need you to respond.
It is one thing to hear about the atrocities that take place globally, but until you're on the ground, there's a gap between what we know and what we can do about it.
They're not asking for donations. They're asking you to see their ministry in person. Find details at missionnews.org. As CHC meets the physical needs of vulnerable children, they're introducing kids to the hope of Christ.
You don't just pour in resource, because resource without relationship really becomes a transaction. And we believe that transformation happens when it's one life on one life.
Meanwhile, is the Old Testament still relevant in 2015? A host on Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, thinks so. He says learning it will help people know Jesus better. Sat7 PAR started airing Old Testament theology to underground churches in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. These believers have nowhere else to look for truth. Sat7 can only keep the station alive with your support. Find links at our website. And a ministry in northern Michigan is encouraging the body of Christ to pray for persecuted Christians. More Jesus, based in Traverse City, Michigan, has been gathering Christians from area churches to pray for the last 8 weeks. The ministry's co-founder, Jennifer Stoll, partnered with MNN affiliate WLJN to organize it.
We just wanted to gather people, invite them to come together, to turn discouragement into encouragement. We were concerned that as Christians we were not honoring God fully by just discussing these things and mourning over these things instead of walking in the victory that He promises us.
Stoll believes every community should have a similar effort. What's her ultimate hope?
That other communities would rise up and see the power and the love of God. Their hearts would be expanded. His grace would be multiplied. People would be not only saved from the enemy in the Middle East, but that the enemy would be saved.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.